It's Niall Horan and Slow Hands, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We got a snapshot in from Rodney, but it's not about Rodney, it's about his lady. And he says, the woman sent me this just as I was fixing the suit and tie. So they were going off to a wedding, and she says, it's a picture of her saying, dressed for a wedding but told to stand and block sheep. Hashtag only in Ireland, hashtag glamorous, hashtag farming. So she's in her lovely wedding gown. She's in the country road with the grass growing down the middle of the road where the wheels drive on either side of it. And there's a flock of sheep, and she's been employed to stop the sheep coming and ruin the entrance for the bride for the wedding, which is amazing. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat, if you ever want to Snapchat us anything at all.
And we got a smog one in as well from Glinner, who gave us a classic post-run smog pic, saying, 8K done and dusted, feeling fresh.
I posted the gym thing yesterday, and someone said to me, there's nothing anyone loves more than hearing about other people go to the gym. And I just simply say, unfollow. You don't need to be my friend. You can just unfollow me. It's fine.
Burnout is something that we've heard about, but you're never quite sure what exactly it is. And how do you know that you're burnt out? Apparently, it's been defined as a feeling of helplessness, disillusionment, and complete exhaustion.
Just like working with Dermot every day.
Most people are going, I feel like that every day at the office. But how do you know you have it, and just exactly what it is? So we decided to get an expert on the phone. We have psychotherapist Siobhan Murray. She's trained in mindfulness, life coaching, family therapy, and entrepreneurship. And she's here to tell us. Morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Dermot. How are you?
I'm burnt out.
That's a little bit early in the morning for that.
Well, you don't know what it's like to work with Dave.
I cause burnout in all my work colleagues.
I was reading about the two of you this morning. 15 years of friendship. I think you're doing well.
We are doing great, to be fair to us. We haven't killed each other yet, so it's a good sign.
No, that's a good sign.
Just injuries. No killing just yet. But look, let's talk about burnout. Can you explain what it is?
So, burnout, I'm a counsellor and psychotherapist and a behavioural change therapist. And what I'm seeing more of is people presenting themselves with signs of burnout versus depression. Burnout, what we are seeing is it affects people that are feeling overworked, undervalued in their jobs, and also at home. It's not just in the workplace. You can have people who are at home, the stay-at-home parent who's caring for kids, housework, maybe an aging parent. I'm just overwhelmed by everything that's going on.
So what are the symptoms that people present with then?
So if it was work-related, you can have people feeling that they have little or no control over their work, maybe lack of recognition within their job. They're just going in, they're doing the same thing over and over, they're not getting recognition, whether it's, you know, at the end of the year or through bonuses or things like that. And they could be working in environments where there's unclear or over-demanding job expectations.
Have you got a camera in our offices? Because this is exactly what life is like here at Today FM. But all joking aside, Siobhan, is that not just kind of standard working environments that people, you don't get recognition of what you did. The bosses take all the credit when something goes well, and they blame you when something goes wrong, and then you do the same mundane tasks every day.
Well, if you look at the research that has come out of the States, you'll find that if workers are rewarded, and interestingly enough, not financially rewarded, if their jobs are, if they're rewarded for their jobs and recognition is there, they perform better.
So is it the Google thing of like, you're doing great, go and sit in a hammock for half an hour, is it?
I think it's a little bit more than that. It's actually the verbal interaction, social interaction with colleagues and peers has a huge impact on how we feel. We as human beings are driven by a sense of recognition. If you even think back to being in school, the teacher says to you, well done. The child responds to that rather than the child that gets 80 or 90% and it's not being recognized. Mm. It still does really well in the test. There's no recognition. If that recognition is a verbal recognition, that has an impact on how we perceive ourselves.
What about the physical symptoms when people get disillusioned, worn out? I mean, is chronic fatigue a thing? Certainly, any times when I've felt overwhelmed in my life, I just felt like getting into bed, pulling the duvet over myself and never getting out.
Absolutely. Now, that also can be a sign of depression. So I think it's very important that if people are recognizing any of the signs that we're talking about, that they don't go off and self-diagnose themselves. You can have signs of burnout, which is complete lethargy, being emotionally blunted, just not being able to engage with others, just not getting happy or sad, or just on a very bland level. Whereas you will find with people who are in high stress situations, their emotions are much more frayed.
Right.
They're on the edge. They will snap. People who are in burnout are not on that level. It's a much more blunted emotional level.
Is it an actual condition, or is it just all like we're all kind of saying, I'm a bit tired?
No, it is definitely a condition. It is at the moment one of those conditions that I think is, there isn't a medical diagnosis for it.
Right.
But there are so many ways for people. So when people come into me, guys, they're presenting, they're saying to me, oh, I've got anxiety and I've got depression, and they are absolutely very valid ailments to have. However, a lot of people who present to me, they don't have depression and anxiety. They're at burnout.
Right.
And they're either ending up going on antidepressants or taking other medications and not actually dealing with the issues that's going on with them, making the changes, which is what I'm really, really passionate about people actually taking personal responsibility, making the changes in their lives in order for them to create a better environment to live in.
So what are those practical steps that people can take then?
One of the biggest ones is social interaction with others.
Right.
So it's huge. It's about, and I think as Irish people, we're great for having cups of tea and chats. But sometimes when you've got people in this level of burnout, they're not, they're so focused. They're going into work at 7:30 or they're up at 6:30 with the kids. They're on this constant treadmill. They're not taking the time out to have, to reconnect and have that social interaction.
Well, a lot of people would say, look, that sounds great, but I don't have the time since, you know, between my job and then having to get home to spend some time with the kids and the missus or the husband, you know, I don't get to see my friends as much as I'd like to. It's a luxury I just don't have.
And I'd say to that person, I would look at them in the eye and say, so tell me, how much time do you spend on social media and interacting with your telephone on a personal level?
Right. So there's time for that, but not time for face-to-face.
Absolutely. Mm. So another suggestion I would give to people is to reevaluate the amount of time they spend and disconnect from technology to reclaim, because there is time there, to reclaim time back through social media, through technology, television, all of those things. One of the biggest things I'm an advocate of is exercise. 30 minutes, and this is medically proven, 30 minutes of exercise 7 days a week. Now, when I say exercise, I just mean elevating your heart rate. I don't mean doing sprints up and down the corridor.
Right.
Just a decent elevate your heart rate has been proven to be the equivalent of 10 milligrams of a low-dose antidepressant. So if that's 15 minutes at lunchtime walking one way, 15 minutes walking the other way, getting your heart rate, you don't need to shower afterwards, that's going to elevate your mood. That's going to put you back into a situation where you're going, okay, I can see things a little bit clearer now.
Mm. Okay, so we've exercise, social interaction, less time on the phone, bit of a digital detox required. Anything else?
I would also say re-looking at a diet, minimizing sugar and refined carbs in someone's diet.
And why? What effect? We always hear that, but I mean, you know, why is a Danish going to make me feel burnout more?
Sugar is 8 times more addictive than certain drugs out there. It reacts within the body in a really negative, it has a negative impact. You're going to peak in your sugar hit, then you're slumping, you're peaking, you're slumping, then you're reaching for a Coke, then you're reaching for a coffee with sugar in it. It is to remove it out of your diet will have a positive impact.
Where do you start? I mean, somebody listening now going, I'm definitely showing some of those symptoms and I think it's time I got help. A lot of the time people are go, I don't want to pay 50 quid to go to my doctor so he'll tell me, you know, do you need antibiotics? Or, you know, do I, and I don't know much about the world of psychotherapists or psychologists, where do I go?
Well, what I would get somebody to do initially is to sort of sit down to take, I know we're back into time again, but to take the time to see what is it that's actually making them happy or unhappy? What is it that they want? Are they connecting with friends? Are they connecting with their families? What is their eating like? What is their technology overload? And to put all of this down on paper, to see to what are they grateful for in their day? A massive thing is gratitude. To reconnect back to the things that they want in their lives and they're happy with versus the things they don't have and they're not happy with. See what on paper that looks like. And at that point, if they really feel that there is no light at the end of the tunnel, then go to your GP.
Are we doing enough as a society? Like the work weeks are getting longer here. Sweden, they've got a 6-hour work day now. They started that this year. Like, are we as Irish people just caught up in the rat race as much as we can be? And it's all everyone, it's the whole country's fault.
Yeah. Well, I feel that I'm looking at clients coming into me and they're saying, yes, I have a big project going on. These projects go on for 4 or 5 months, not 6 weeks. And they're going in at 7:30 in the morning. They're discussing how far they have to park away from the office in order to get there. They're leaving at 7 in the evening. They are then logging in at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and feeling obliged to. However, nobody is being paid to do this. Mm. And this is where learning to say no or learning to be able to turn around to their peers and say, and their bosses and say, okay, I will take on this extra workload. However, this is what I'm currently doing.
Dave, how glad are we that we organised this 1 o'clock tea time out in Hoth Golf Club today?
Well, I'm not checking my emails and Siobhan told me not to, so see you later. Yeah.
I got a much lower handicap after this conversation.
Siobhan, thank you so much for explaining burnout to us. Hopefully people who are experiencing something like this will get it looked at, and hopefully most people just aren't experiencing it. That would be the best.
Can you give us a website that people can go to if they feel like they're thinking, yeah, that's me?
Yeah, absolutely. It's dublincounsellors.com. Okay. Or they can email me on Siobhan@SiobhanMurray.com.
Brilliant.
Lovely stuff. Thanks, Siobhan.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you think? 53102 is our text line. You can text us now and you can text us at 10 o'clock tonight when you get stressed about it and burnt out and go, oh my God, I need to text the lads. You can email DermotDave@todayfm.com.
But don't do it on your phone. Your phone's making it worse.
Yeah.
Text with your mind. Apparently 1 in 3 Irish doctors have experienced burnout, which is kind of concerning because they're the people that you're going to for being burnt out.
But isn't it, don't you hear those stories? I know junior doctors, you hear the stories of just on my 36th hour of my shift here, what?
Never understand that. No. Why would you put someone with that responsibility for other people's lives and well-being through that?
Yeah, because you know how fuzzy you are trying to make a work call on a Monday morning at 10 o'clock after a heavy weekend. Like, imagine 36 hours straight working. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. 53102 to get in touch anyway. And DermotDave@todayfm.com. Your chance to win cash with Asher. Look at it, isn't that it? It's coming up next.
Dermot and Dave. Today FM.